Just 2 games into this year's Canada Cup International Softball Championship, Team Canada remains undefeated on their quest for the gold medal. The team, which features several players from throughout the Lower Mainland and BC, defeated Team New Zealand 8-1 in their first game of the tournament Tuesday, July 8, followed by a 15-0 win over Team Ukraine in the 8:30 p.m. game the same night at Softball City in South Surrey. Having just won the gold medal at the Pan American Championships in Colombia days ago, the squad is hoping to repeat last year's undefeated, gold medal-winning performance at the Canada Cup, which attracts more than 1,500 high-level athletes from around the globe. "We'd absolutely love to win the gold again," said Cloverdale player Grace Messmer, now in her fourth year playing for Team Canada, at a media availability Tuesday, July 8, prior to the 2 victories. "We just want to show up, keep going with the momentum we had in Colombia and just compete every day with our games." Despite a rainy Wednesday, July 9, morning postponing some games in other divisions, Team Canada is still on track to play at 1 p.m. versus Team BC and at 6:30 p.m. versus Team Czechia. A popular tournament for spectators, Canada Cup includes 5 divisions: Women's International, Futures Select, U19, Futures Gold, U19, Showcase Select, 17U, and Showcase Gold, 17U. Canada Cup Organization Committee Chair Greg Timm said the tournament, now in its 30th year, embraces women in sport. "The level of this sport goes up every year, as women in sports get more recognition and training and funding and whatnot," he said Tuesday at Softball City. "The level of these players is great. These are the Connor McDavids of women's sports." Tim, who noted the city of Surrey has upgraded the park with new LED lights that are a massive improvement, said the 10-day fast pitch event is popular for all ages. "It's a really inspiring event for young girls. We have 5 players that were bat girls for Team Canada that ended up playing in the Olympics for Canada," he said. "We have some great stories of kids that were here just watching as 9-year-olds, who moved on to play in the Olympics or on the national team." Returning Team Canada player and Maple Ridge resident Larissa Franklin, who was named to the 2025 roster after battling cancer earlier this year, remembered being one of those girls. "I remember sitting there eating mini donuts and watching, and hoping that one day I could be on the field," she recalled. "You don't really think it's possible. I think I took advantage of opportunities and worked hard and I found myself here, but I think as local athletes, we all grow up watching this tournament." Team Canada is also set to play SoCal Sting at 6 p.m. Thursday, July 10, the last day of round-robin play. For tickets or schedule information, visit canadacup.com.